Imagine if understanding working capital could change the way your organization thrives. This chapter will equip you with key insights to manage working capital effectively. Learn how to optimize financial resources and enhance your decision-making process. Get ready to unlock practical strategies that will improve your operational efficiency. This lesson focuses on the foundational concepts and strategic importance of working capital management. You'll analyze core components like cash, inventory, and receivables to better understand urgent financing needs. Next, we'll differentiate between gross and net working capital and evaluate their significance for decision-making. Additionally, you'll assess cash management strategies in the context of liquidity and profitability. Finally, compare conservative and aggressive working capital policies to grasp their operational impacts. Working capital management is crucial for any business. It involves coordinating cash, receivables, inventory, and payables for effective day-to-day operations. This practice safeguards liquidity and ensures continuous operations as conditions change. A significant portion of resources is tied up in current assets, which demands careful oversight. Fast decision-making regarding cash and inventory can prevent lost revenue. Finally, current trends like technology, globalization, and sustainability are reshaping how businesses approach working capital management. Working capital management focuses on three core areas: cash, inventory, and trade receivables. These elements drive short-term liquidity and are essential for operational success. Cash management is vital as it maintains funds to meet near-term obligations and timing gaps. Inventory management seeks to balance availability with carrying costs, avoiding stockouts or excess inventory. Trade receivables management ensures that collections are accelerated and credit terms enforced for a steady cash inflow. For instance, a textile manufacturer facing a large order might need quick financing for raw materials, risking production delays if not managed effectively. Building on the importance of cash flow management, let's explore the strategic role of working capital decisions. Working capital management coordinates current assets and liabilities to ensure liquidity and smooth operations. Effective decisions regarding cash, receivables, and inventory keep production running, payroll met, and deliveries on time. While short-term actions provide immediate benefits, investments in plants and machinery yield returns over a longer horizon. A strong working capital position empowers businesses to pursue growth initiatives like new product launches. Today, integrating technology, embracing globalization, and focusing on sustainability are transforming how these strategies are implemented. As we delve into management of working capital, let's highlight some current trends shaping this field. First, AI forecasting tools like RazorPay transform receivables management by providing real-time cash visibility and streamlining collections. Next, globalization introduces cross-border complexities, requiring effective strategies to manage currency risks and compliance issues. Moreover, sustainability practices advocate for leaner inventory, allowing businesses to minimize waste and enhance operational stability. These trends collectively underscore an evolving landscape in working capital management that embraces technology, global influences, and sustainability-focused practices. Understanding gross and net working capital is crucial for effective business management. First, it ensures liquidity, enabling smooth operations and informed short-term decisions. Gross working capital refers to all current assets expected to liquidate within 12 months. In contrast, net working capital is calculated as current assets minus current liabilities, representing a financial cushion. A simple example shows that if current assets equal 120 and current liabilities are 90, net working capital is 30. Evaluating this metric involves considering the liquidity buffer, operating flexibility, and industry norms for optimal performance. Understanding gross working capital involves recognizing its major components. First, total current assets sum up all assets expected to convert to cash within 12 months, essential for daily operations. Next, Inventories consist of raw materials, work-in-process items, finished goods, and spares, all crucial for sustaining production and sales. Trade receivables represent amounts owed by customers on credit sales, heavily influenced by credit terms and collection practices. Additionally, short-term financial assets like marketable securities help maintain liquidity without tying up cash. Finally, cash and bank balances are vital for conducting transactions and providing financial buffers. To manage working capital effectively, understanding inventory components is key. Raw materials, such as steel and plastics, are essential to prevent production delays. Work-in-process items like engines and chassis help maintain production flow. Finished goods, including completed vehicles, ensure readiness for demand spikes. Spare parts support after-sales service and maintain operational efficiency. Lastly, operational supplies are necessary for daily production activities, though often overlooked. As we transition from inventory management, let's focus on key current assets. Prioritizing liquid, low-risk assets allows us to effectively fund operations and meet obligations. Trade receivables, seen in companies like Infosys, emphasize the importance of credit terms and timely collections to ensure cash flow predictability. When it comes to short-term financial assets, firms like Reliance strategically deploy surplus cash in safe investments such as fixed deposits and treasury bills. Meanwhile, companies like Zomato choose to keep cash and bank balances in ultra-short instruments, ensuring immediate liquidity. Ultimately, we must consider the liquidity return trade-off, balancing our immediate operational needs with the desire for optimal returns. Understanding net working capital is vital for effective financial management. It is defined as current assets minus current liabilities. This figure serves as a quick gauge of a company's short-term liquidity and operational capacity. Essentially, it represents the funds available to pay near-term bills and support ongoing activities. By comparing current assets to current liabilities, businesses can assess their coverage. For instance, if current assets equal 120 and current liabilities are 90, the net working capital is 30, providing a positive cushion. As we delve into current liabilities, we'll start by identifying current assets and liabilities from our example case. Here, current assets total 50 lakh rupees and current liabilities amount to 30 lakh rupees. Breaking this down, trade payables contribute 20 lakh rupees, while short-term loans add another 10 lakh rupees to the current liabilities. Next, we apply the net working capital formula, which is current assets minus current liabilities. Finally, when we compute this, we find a net working capital of 20 lakh rupees, indicating a solid liquidity buffer for the business. Understanding both gross and net working capital is essential for financial management. Gross working capital encompasses all current assets that fuel day-to-day operations. In contrast, net working capital is calculated by subtracting current liabilities from current assets, providing a near-term safety margin. This knowledge helps guide decisions on borrowing, short-term investments, and credit policies. Particularly in industries like retail and manufacturing, where inventory and receivables play critical roles, these metrics are crucial for maintaining liquidity. Building on our understanding of working capital, let's explore some fascinating aspects of its management. Real-time tracking through platforms like Clear allows businesses to monitor receivables and payables in minutes. Additionally, sustainability practices significantly reduce stock waste, freeing up cash trapped in excess inventory. However, fluctuations in foreign exchange rates can alter working capital needs, affecting cross-border transactions. Considering Apple's approach, they maintain sufficient working capital to weather these currency fluctuations. Lastly, digital tools enhance transparency, allowing companies to clearly separate gross and net components, which is vital for effective liquidity management. Understanding working capital is essential, and today we'll dive into a step-by-step solution for Bokhara Mills. Begin by converting the annual output of 30,000 units into a monthly figure, resulting in 2,500 units. Monthly material costs then total 50,000 rupees. Next, calculate the monthly labor and overhead costs, which together total 100,000 rupees. We establish current assets by taking stock of raw materials held for 2 months, amounting to 100,000 rupees. Finally, we assess work in progress and finished goods, with 1 month's production cost also at 100,000 rupees. Continuing from our previous look into Bokhara Mills, we now examine their current assets. Debtors represent 2 months of credit at cost basis, totaling 200,000 rupees. We also recognize a minimum cash balance of 25,000 rupees. Adding these, we find the sum of current assets, which equals 462,500 rupees. Next, we subtract current liabilities, with creditors accounting for 50,000 rupees for 1 month of materials. This brings us to a net working capital requirement of 412,500 rupees. Effective cash management is pivotal in working capital. Cash not only anchors current assets, but also ensures that short-term obligations are met. While idle cash provides safety, it generates no return, which is a key consideration. Balancing liquidity and profitability is crucial, as excess cash can hurt returns, while shortages can risk operational continuity. Furthermore, the levels of cash on hand directly influence operational liquidity and decision-making speed. Finally, establishing solid cash foundations enables the development of strategies to optimize cash inflows, outflows, and reserves. Comprehensive cash management balances risk and opportunity. The first element to consider is the liquidity-profitability trade-off. Too much cash can diminish returns, while too little poses risks of missed payments and disruptions. Strategic uses of cash involve funding regular operations, buffering against risks, and seizing timely opportunities. It's essential to focus on the cash flow cycle, timing inflows, and outflows to maintain continuity and minimize funding costs. Additionally, decentralized collection accelerates receipts across markets, leveraging technology for local intake. Finally, centralized disbursement allows for controlled outflows prioritized by impact, urgency, and terms. Building on our previous discussion of cash management, let's now explore its strategic uses. First, consider cash as a strategic resource. It's vital to allocate cash by purpose, set clear limits, and monitor continuously. Next, operational transactions involve timely supplier payments, wages, and utilities, which need alignment with expected cash inflows. Additionally, managing bank compensating balances is crucial. Maintain required minima and evaluate the service value against idle cash costs. Furthermore, precautionary reserves act as a buffer against seasonal fluctuations, such as those seen during festive inventory surges. Lastly, remember the trade-off between liquidity and profitability. Too much idle cash can decrease returns, while too little may lead to disruption. Understanding the cash flow cycle is essential for business sustainability. Orders consume inventory and create receivables, which later convert to cash. This cycle funds replenishment for future inventory needs. Demand triggers production and dispatch, with stock allocated immediately. Cash inflows are not uniform, as they depend on customers, credit terms, and geographical factors. Finally, timely reinvestment addresses both new inventory needs and ongoing expenses, highlighting the significance of timing in managing cash flow. Cash flow cycle continuity is pivotal for operational success. The first tactic focuses on keeping cash moving by speeding up receipts and timing disbursements strategically. Next, decentralized collections enhance efficiency, allowing funds to be swept electronically to the treasury within hours. Centralized disbursements then ensure that payments are made on their due dates, improving visibility of outflows. We also prioritize cash obligations to ensure mission-critical vendors and utilities are paid first. Lastly, evaluating trade-offs between liquidity and profitability is essential for maintaining the integrity of the cash flow cycle. Cash management is crucial for maintaining financial health. Start by decentralizing collections, similar to DHL's strategy of using regional hubs to expedite cash receipts. Next, implement rapid electronic sweeps, allowing same-day transfers to your central account for faster access. Centralizing disbursements ensures that all payments originate from a single system, enhancing control over cash outflows. It's also vital to prioritize critical payments, focusing on essential suppliers, payroll, and utilities first. Finally, review liquidity versus profitability to optimize cash retention without negatively impacting supplier relations. Cash management plays a vital role in business operations. First, let's highlight the benefit. Surplus liquidity should be strategically employed by parking excess cash in short-term securities to generate returns. However, it's important to recognize that this efficiency isn't cost-free, as banks often impose higher fees and require compensating balances. A real-world example is Mahindra & Mahindra, which cut a one-day check delay, freeing up 7 crores for operational use. This case illustrates how small adjustments can lead to significant financial benefits. Cash management evolves with innovative trends. First, we see how AI and blockchain revolutionize operations by enabling real-time monitoring and enhancing fraud prevention in payments. Next, the focus on environmental, social, and governance criteria is driving organizations to allocate idle cash into green bonds and sustainable projects. Finally, globalized systems are essential for providing multi-currency visibility while ensuring regional compliance. Each trend reinforces the necessity for effective cash management strategies across businesses. Together, they underscore the importance of adaptability in a dynamic financial landscape. As businesses scale, current assets expand significantly. The segment AB enhances as products, locations, and customers grow, reflecting permanent current asset increases. When we look at inventories, more SKUs and sites lead to greater base stocks, meaning fresh inputs arrive before previous lots are sold. With a larger customer base, trade receivables also rise, locking up more funds. Additionally, an extended perspective shows that longer inventory days and collection days amplify asset levels. Furthermore, the risks of obsolescence and doubtful debts necessitate precise measurement of these assets to ensure effective management. To effectively manage working capital, we begin with M&M variability, which saw a significant jump of 27.3% from 2011 to 2012, followed by a 14.9% increase the next year, before declining below 2014 levels in 2015. In contrast, L&T maintained flat sales but increased current assets by ₹10,515 crore between 2014 and 2015. It's crucial to integrate plans for sales, purchases, and working capital over a 3 to 5 year horizon. Regular updates are vital. Therefore, revising assumptions and buffers quarterly is necessary. Seasonality should not be overlooked, as festive peaks require increased working capital, while pre-rainy periods allow for leaner inventory management. To navigate the ideal level of gross working capital, we focus on balancing liquidity, efficiency, and profitability. This balance ensures smooth operations while minimizing idle funds and preventing costly shortages. A conservative policy opts for higher current assets, providing stronger buffers with lower risk, albeit at the cost of higher carrying expenses. In contrast, an aggressive policy favors leaner current assets, boosting efficiency but heightening the risk of shortages and disruptions. Key trade-offs include understanding carrying versus shortage costs, as well as liquidity versus return. To find the optimum level, it's essential to analyze cash, inventory, and receivables patterns, benchmark against peers, and scenario test for demand and supply shocks. To find the optimal gross working capital, we first consider the concept of total cost minimization. This is achieved when carrying costs and shortage costs are minimized together, ensuring efficient operations. Higher current assets lead to elevated carrying costs, which include financing and storage. Conversely, low current assets increase shortage costs, resulting in stockouts and lost sales. A conservative policy favors holding more current assets for better liquidity, while an aggressive policy aims for efficiency with fewer assets, understanding the trade-offs involved. Ultimately, striking the right balance allows businesses to thrive while managing efficiency and risk. As we explore conservative working capital policies, the focus here is on stability through a buffer of current assets. This approach ensures ample inventory year-round, minimizing production disruptions and stockouts. Liberal credit terms are also crucial, as they attract customers and enhance sales volumes. However, these advantages come with trade-offs, such as higher storage costs and risks of obsolescence. A practical example is Reliance Retail, which prepares well for festive seasons by building inventory and extending promotions, even with higher carrying costs to ensure product availability. Understanding a restrictive working capital policy reveals its focus on efficiency. This approach emphasizes tight liquidity and minimal buffers to optimize costs. Implementing just-in-time inventory significantly reduces storage expenses and limits obsolescence. Additionally, strict credit terms streamline sales negotiations, aligning finance closely with sales. However, businesses must navigate risks like stockouts and customer dissatisfaction. A clear example is Tesla, which balances demand with optimized costs through disciplined management of inventories and receivables. Balancing carrying and shortage costs is essential for effective working capital management. Carrying costs increase as assets rise, leading to higher interest, storage, obsolescence, and bad debts. Conversely, shortage costs decrease with increased assets, minimizing stoppages, lost sales, and customer dissatisfaction. The interplay creates a U-shaped total cost trade-off, highlighting how as one curve rises, the other falls. Identifying the optimal point allows businesses to minimize total costs while maintaining reliable service levels. Let's delve into the systematic evaluation of optimal gross working capital. First, we frame the policies and costs. The conservative approach holds an inventory of 15 crores, with a carrying cost of 2 crores annually, while the aggressive model lowers inventory to 10 crores, but risks lost sales of 1.5 crores. Next, we compute the total relevant cost. The conservative total is 2 crores, whereas the aggressive total combines 1.5 crores in lost sales with a reduced carrying cost for the 10 crore inventory. Setting the decision rule involves choosing the policy with the lower combined cost, with the break-even point being the savings in carrying costs being equal to or greater than 1.5 crores. Subsequently, we run sensitivity checks on demand variability and service levels that could affect lost sales estimates. Finally, if the expected carrying savings surpass 1.5 crores, we select the aggressive approach, otherwise we maintain the conservative inventory of 15 crores. Understanding trends shaping optimal gross working capital is crucial for businesses today. AI and IoT inventory tracking significantly reduce safety stock, lowering holding costs and enhancing operations. Analytics can customize credit terms, speeding up cash conversion while managing risk. Sustainability initiatives like those at Hindustan Unilever minimize waste and unlock cash flow. Automation allows for bolder policies with less risk, driving turnover. Ultimately, better data leads to decreased locked-in inventory and receivables, trending gross working capital downwards. Understanding the working capital cycle is essential for any business. The process begins with the receipt of a sale order, confirming customer demand, and prompting internal planning efforts. Next, the issuance of a purchase order kicks off procurement, ensuring that the necessary materials are ordered efficiently. Soon after, materials arrive, leading to their quality checks before being stored. Finally, as the cycle continues, vendor invoices are received, marking the beginning of the payable accounts. Each of these phases plays a crucial role in optimizing cash flow management. Understanding the working capital cycle is vital for effective financial management. The first phase involves producing finished goods, where inputs are transformed into saleable stock. Next, companies settle their accounts by paying cash to vendors as per agreed terms. Following this, the delivery of finished goods takes place, fulfilling customer orders. Revenue is then recognized when an invoice is issued to the customer, creating a receivable. Finally, the cycle closes when cash is received from the customer, completing the order-to-cash loop. The operating cycle defines the duration from when inputs arrive to when cash is collected. It begins with the receipt of raw materials necessary for production. The journey concludes upon receipt of cash from customers for the finished goods. This cycle is calculated using a specific formula, the inventory period plus the trade receivables cycle. Understanding this process is vital, as it sets the foundation for liquidity planning and cash flow needs. Understanding the management of working capital involves examining the trade payables cycle. Initially, the process begins when an invoice is received, with details of the vendor bill logged and the due date captured according to the agreed terms. Next, verification and approval take place, where the amount, quantity, and terms are confirmed before granting approval. After approval, the payable is recorded, marking the liability in the accounts, and queuing it for payment. Each step is essential for maintaining accuracy and efficiency in cash flow management. The management of working capital is crucial, particularly in the trade payables cycle. First, payment should be scheduled, either on the due date or earlier, to take advantage of any discounts. Following this, cash disbursement occurs, ensuring that both the ledger and vendor statements are reconciled effectively. This careful management of cash flow is vital to avoid disrupting operational activities. Finally, extending payable periods can significantly reduce net cash requirements, freeing up resources for other areas of the business. Understanding the trade receivable cycle is essential for managing cash flow effectively. It starts with issuing an invoice, recognizing the sale, and sending it out with specific credit terms. As the credit period runs, the day's sales outstanding clock begins, dictating when payment is expected. To expedite collections, businesses engage in reminders, dispute resolutions, and diligent follow-ups. Finally, adjustments occur as discounts and returns are applied before receiving payment and reconciling the accounts. This entire process plays a critical role in transitioning from invoice to cash. Understanding the cash cycle is crucial for effective cash flow management. The cash cycle measures the time from cash paid to vendors until cash is collected from customers, calculated as the operating cycle minus the trade payables cycle. It begins when cash leaves the business to pay vendors, signifying the start of this cycle. Next, the inventory period represents the day's stock is held before sale, closely tied to operational efficiency. After that, the trade receivables period outlines the days needed to collect payment from customers post-sale, completing the operating cycle. Finally, the cash cycle ends when customer cash is received, and reducing this net period can minimize the need for external financing. Understanding the inventory cycle is crucial for effective working capital management. It begins with the receipt of materials, where vendors deliver inputs, and the inventory clock starts ticking. Next, we move into work in process, which is the time taken to convert raw materials into finished goods. Any bottlenecks can extend this duration. Once completed, finished goods are held as a policy-driven buffer before dispatch, striking a balance between service level and carrying costs. The cycle concludes with the delivery to the customer, marking the end of inventory movement. It's important to note that longer inventory days can significantly lengthen the operating cycle and tie up cash, impacting overall liquidity. As we look closely at Mahindra's working capital control from 2014 to 2015, we see an interesting shift in the metrics. Net sales dipped slightly, dropping from 73,433 crores in 2014 to 71,553 crores in 2015. This decrease correlates with a reduction in daily sales, down from 201 crores to 196 crores. Additionally, inventories decreased, falling from 2,803.63 crores to 2,437.57 crores. This led to fewer days, sales and inventories decreasing from 13.94 days to 12.43 days, signaling improved efficiency. Sundry debtors showed little change, increasing slightly from 2,509.84 crores to 2,558.3 crores, reflecting a small adjustment in collection time. Understanding the factors influencing working capital is essential for effective business management. First, working capital is shaped by various business-specific elements, industry standards, and economic conditions that affect liquidity. Next, the nature of a business, its scale, and its governance structure impact policies regarding inventory and cash management. Additionally, operational dynamics such as production lead times and seasonality affect asset requirements. Financial policies, including credit terms and pricing strategies, also play a critical role in managing receivables and payables. Finally, macro trends such as digitalization and globalization are increasingly reshaping working capital practices. Understanding the factors influencing working capital is crucial for effective business management. The nature of a business matters significantly. Asset-light models like SaaS have different working capital demands than inventory-intensive operations such as steel manufacturing. Additionally, an organization's structure can greatly impact cash flow and inventory control, with centralized systems often streamlining these processes. The production cycle also plays a vital role. Longer cycles, like in shipbuilding, can tie up cash and work-in-progress assets. Lastly, seasonal and business cycles create fluctuations, as seen in apparel during festive sales, where demand surges can significantly alter working capital needs. Understanding factors that influence working capital allows for better financial management. First, capacity utilization significantly impacts inventory levels and overhead costs, either straining or freeing up working capital. Next, credit terms dictate cash flow dynamics. For instance, retail payment structures differ from B2B arrangements. As businesses grow or expand, working capital demands increase for managing inventory and receivables. Supply chain dynamics also play a role. Lead times and reliability can elevate safety stock requirements. Lastly, profitability affects how working capital cycles are managed. Higher margins allow for greater flexibility. Understanding the nature of different businesses helps us grasp their working capital needs. Capital-intensive industries, like Tata Steel, primarily rely on large inventories and long production cycles. In contrast, service industries such as hotels and consulting focus on cash flow from receivables and quick billing cycles. Inventory in capital-intensive firms comprises high levels of raw materials, while service industries carry minimal inventory. Digitalization plays a vital role in optimizing both inventory management and receivables processes across these sectors. Organizational structure is crucial for determining working capital needs. The way activities are owned or outsourced directly affects cash flow, as it alters the amount tied up in inventory, receivables, and payables. Integrated models, like those of Hindustan Unilever, maintain higher inventories across various locations. Alternatively, asset-light models such as Ola ease these pressures by outsourcing non-core functions. This strategy minimizes inventory and short-term funding requirements, allowing for more efficient operations. The contrast between production cycles in different industries is striking. In a bakery, inventory holding is just hours to a few days, which requires minimal stock. Conversely, aircraft manufacturing like Boeing entails months to years of work in progress and components. Regardless, bakeries enjoy a very short cash conversion cycle, ensuring quick cash turnover, while Boeing experiences a lengthy cycle that ties up cash for years. Working capital needs are low for bakeries, relying on frequent replenishment from sales, unlike the high needs associated with aircraft production. Ultimately, these differences influence their flexibility, risk management, and digitalization strategies. Understanding seasonal and business cycles is crucial for managing working capital effectively. These cycles create fluctuations in cash, inventory, and receivables, necessitating the establishment of buffers and flexibility. Take Flipkart's festive sales as an example. Businesses must front-load inventory and logistics funding, which leads to higher cash outlays upfront. After these peaks, it's vital to normalize stock levels and focus on fast movers to reduce carrying costs. During economic booms, firms often expand inventory and receivables to capture demand, potentially increasing credit terms. However, in recessions, the focus shifts to defending liquidity by tightening collections and streamlining operations. Capacity utilization significantly affects working capital. Higher production rates lead to increased work in process and finished goods, extending the operating cycle and tying up cash. When demand is low but production remains high, companies face unsold inventory, raising storage, insurance, and obsolescence costs. This buildup of goods strains cash flow and increases reliance on short-term credit. For instance, a cement manufacturer may produce steadily during slow seasons, resulting in excess inventory and an inflated working capital requirement. To combat this, aligning production with sales through data-driven planning is essential for maintaining efficiency and liquidity. Understanding credit terms is crucial for managing working capital effectively. Liberal credit policies allow for installment payments, but this leads to longer receivable days. Consequently, cash inflows become slower and staggered. This means a higher working capital buffer is needed to mitigate risks. In contrast, strict payment terms result in shorter receivable days, accelerating cash flows and lowering the required buffer. Amazon exemplifies this with its tight cycles when working with smaller sellers. As we delve into the dynamics of growth and expansion, it's essential to understand how faster growth raises the need for operating funding. Selling more units and widening market reach can lock cash in inventory and receivables, leading to increased working capital demands. Entering new markets necessitates building inventories with pre-stocked SKUs and export-ready packaging. Additionally, as companies gain new buyers, extending credit to distributors and retailers raises trade receivables and increases days sales outstanding. Investing in marketing and channel activation also requires upfront cash, which often precedes cash inflows. Lastly, the complexities of export logistics and longer shipping cycles can delay cash returns, further widening the cash conversion cycle. Supply chain dynamics play a vital role in working capital management. Reliable supply leads to lean inventory, while volatile inputs necessitate higher safety stock. For example, Asian Paints leverages advanced supply chain practices to minimize safety stock and lower working capital. Conversely, pharmaceutical companies face challenges with imported inputs, requiring larger buffers that tie up cash. This risk can shift the financing approach toward long-term funds for stability. Understanding these dynamics allows businesses to optimize their operations effectively. Profitability plays a crucial role in shaping a company's working capital policy. With higher earnings, firms can adopt a conservative posture, ensuring ample cash and higher safety stocks to maintain service levels. For example, Infosys keeps significant cash reserves to avoid any disruptions in client services. Conversely, smaller firms often take an aggressive approach, minimizing cash and tightening inventories to reduce carrying costs. This leads to differing financing strategies, where conservative firms rely on long-term funds, while aggressive ones use short-term financing for their needs. As we delve into the management of working capital, it's intriguing to see how various trends shape our approach. AI tools like Tally Prime significantly cut cycle times by reducing days sales of inventory and outstanding cash. E-invoicing accelerates cash flow, enabling real-time billing that minimizes collection delays. Additionally, green supply chains are emerging, promoting less waste and reduced variability, thereby lowering safety stock needs. Navigating foreign exchange risk in cross-border transactions requires liquidity buffers for effective hedging. Lastly, localized credit terms can shift days sales outstanding, impacting the collection risk in market-specific contexts. Financing working capital involves understanding key elements of current assets. First, Financing logic and challenges arise as net working capital funds manage excess, while permanent current assets require matching funds. Fixed current assets represent a stable base, often paired with long-term funding for consistency. In contrast, temporary current assets fluctuate seasonally and usually rely on short-term funds for agility. Short-term funding tends to be cheaper and more flexible, but carries certain liquidity risks. Conversely, long-term funding offers stability with lower refinancing risks, albeit at a higher carry cost. As we explore financing for growing businesses, let's focus on the importance of long-term funds. Coverage by these funds supports not only fixed and permanent current assets, but also a portion of temporary current assets. This mix is crucial as it protects against tight money periods and the rollover risks often found in short-term markets. When choosing loan tenor, opting for multi-year facilities is ideal to ensure steady access to capital. It's essential to keep in mind that only the remaining temporary current assets should rely on short-term financing. Ultimately, this strategy enhances liquidity and stability, though it may involve higher costs compared to purely short-term funding. Financing working capital is crucial in today's business environment. First, consider the hybrid funding logic. Utilizing short-term funds not just for seasonal peaks, but also as a portion of stable working capital when costs are lower. This approach leads to an optimal asset mix, where fixed assets rely on long-term funds, while fluctuating current assets can be covered with short-term options, including a fraction of permanent current assets. The strategy thrives on benefits like lower interest, quick access to funds, and flexibility during favorable credit conditions. However, it's essential to acknowledge the associated risks, such as rollover and rate risk, which can be managed through liquidity buffers and staggered maturities. One critical challenge in financing working capital is understanding the underlying principles. First, we adhere to the financing principle of matching tenors, which involves aligning asset life with funding maturity for enhanced stability. Next, fixed assets typically require long-term funds like equity and debentures due to their extended payback periods. Similarly, permanent current assets such as core working capital should also be backed by long-term loans or equity to avoid refinancing issues. On the other hand, variable current assets, which are more temporary in nature, benefit from short-term financing solutions like bank lines and loans. Finally, practical deviations often occur, driven by funding availability, cost factors, and risk preferences, underscoring the need for adaptability in financial strategies. Understanding the dynamics of working capital is crucial. First, consider how a monopoly vendor increasing lead time affects your working capital. This typically requires more funding. Additionally, when a vendor raises the minimum order quantity, it results in larger inventory, impacting cash flow. Moreover, introducing a new raw material with a short shelf life complicates inventory policy and cash needs. Each situation presents unique challenges in financing strategies that must be carefully navigated. Financing working capital involves various dynamic changes. Increasing sales with cash on delivery terms brings immediate cash from customers, potentially allowing for a release of working capital. Additionally, purchasing one product instead of manufacturing, it shifts inventory and processing needs, requiring a reassessment of your working capital footprint. When wage payments change from monthly to weekly, this results in faster cash outflows, which prompts a review of the timing impact on working capital. The approval of new vendors for main raw material A expands the supplier base, making it essential to evaluate how this affects lead times and terms. Lastly, a cash discount increase of 1% on sales strengthens the incentive for early collections, making it necessary to check on the impact on receivables. Understanding the cause-effect relationship on working capital requirements is crucial for effective inventory management. For instance, longer vendor lead times necessitate increased inventory buffers, resulting in a need for more working capital. On the contrary, higher minimum order quantities lead to larger average inventory holdings, contributing to an increase as well. Short shelf life items, however, decrease the need for working capital, due to lower safety stock and faster turnover. Similarly, cash-on-delivery sales growth allows for faster cash collection, thereby reducing working capital requirements. Lastly, changing wage payment cycles from monthly to weekly affects financing needs, increasing working capital needed for accrued wages. To effectively manage working capital, we need to begin by reviewing the projected current assets from the balance sheet. Next, it's essential to convert these assets into cash cost, excluding any profit margins and non-cash depreciation. Following this, we must deduct spontaneous liabilities, such as trade payables and unpaid expenses, which naturally finance daily operations. Finally, the remaining amount after these deductions represents the cash required to support working capital. Understanding this flow helps streamline financial management in an organization. Understanding the cash cost of trade receivables is essential for managing working capital effectively. This concept involves removing profit and depreciation to find the actual cash outlay tied up in credit sales. For instance, with a unit sale invoice of 5,000 rupees, after excluding the profit of 500 rupees and depreciation of 50 rupees, the cash cost comes to 4,450 rupees. Taking Arun Industries as an example, with receivables of 2 crore rupees and a profit of 30 lakh rupees, deducting 6 lakh rupees for depreciation results in a cash cost of 1 crore 64 lakh rupees. This calculation highlights the true cash requirement that must be financed in working capital. In managing working capital, we start by considering customers' credit. Receivables are collected 1 month after the sale, impacting cash flow. Next, we look at vendors' terms, which allow payables to be settled 3 months post-purchase. This delay helps ease immediate cash outflows. Lastly, wages are paid 1 month in arrears, creating a temporary liability, but aiding liquidity management. Each of these factors plays a critical role in maintaining effective cash flow. As we explore the management of working capital, let's focus on inventory requirements. First, maintaining a raw material stock for 2 months allows for uninterrupted production. Additionally, holding finished goods stock for 1 month helps optimize sales flow. To ensure adequate liquidity, a cash target of 2 crores must be maintained. Achieving a gross profit margin of 25% after depreciation supports overall financial stability. These elements work together to create a balanced financial strategy for the business. To effectively manage working capital, we must first look at sales to determine the cost to make our product. With annual sales of 600 and a gross profit margin of 25%, the cost to make totals 450. Next, we identify non-cash charges such as depreciation, which accounts for 30 in our expenses. After adjusting for these non-cash charges, our cash manufacturing cost decreases to 420. Finally, adding sales and administration overheads of 90 results in a total cash cost of 510. To continue our analysis of working capital, let's compute current assets based on our cycle assumptions. We'll include trade receivables of 42.5 crores, raw materials at 30 crores, finished goods again at 42.5 crores, plus cash of 2 crores, giving us total current assets of 117 crores. Next, we calculate current liabilities, which consist of trade payables at 45 crores, unpaid expenses of 10 crores, and unpaid wages at 10 crores, totaling 65 crores. Finally, the net working capital requirement emerges when we subtract current liabilities from current assets, resulting in 52 crores. This figure is essential to understand our cash flow needs. To summarize our discussion on the management of working capital, we recognized its strategic importance for business success. Understanding key components and cycles, like inventory and receivables, supports seamless operations. Influencing factors such as production cycles and trends like digitalization shape working capital needs. Adopting suitable financing and policy approaches balances risk and efficiency. Finally, practical applications and forecasting techniques ensure that working capital strategies align with growth. This knowledge will be valuable for enhancing your organization's liquidity and profitability.